How are you?
Well, first of all,
let's just say hello and welcome to the Talk Anything podcast with me, Sungai Chamba, this Friday evening. And today I can say I'm joined by Archie Smith and who else? Who else is it?
It's Danny Kerr Bennett.
Wagwan.
Danny Bennett, should we just call you that?
Yeah, just Danny Turner.
Yeah, of course, but how have you people been?
I've been great, mate. How are you?
Yeah, it's been all right. Everything's been fine.
So I was just wondering, yeah. Now, my friend Danny, he has a lot of stories. He's got quite a lot of life experience.
So, like, right.
Do you have any experiences from, like, when you've been out in the wild?
Out in the wild?
Yeah, you know, out you're traveling.
Not really, no. Apart from being in towns, not really much.
Has anything dodgy ever happened? Ever been run up by two men on a pad?
I've never been run over, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I've actually been run over by my nan's mobility scooter once. That's a fact about me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was on a dog walk, walking my dog, and my nan went over my foot on the mobility scooter.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That must have been annoying.
It's not as heavy as you may think, but
yeah,
it's still, you know, I felt it.
Right. Oh, God, I'm just glad that first week is over. God, I was tired.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to finally be able to relax with some friends. Danny Carax and Sungai, my two best mates.
Of course. And whilst we're here, I better give a mention out to Brett Niner because...
I love his music.
Pardon?
I love his music.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's world class. But, I mean, he was talking about last week's episode with me and Alex, and he was saying it was a bit awkward because of my microphone and stuff, but...
Yeah, I reckon it's fun with that.
Oh, no, don't say that. But
my bad.
But I said I'm going to try and fix it. I'm going to try and fix this week's episode.
Yeah. I know this means a lot to you, and I'm very inspired by you when I see new podcasts come out.
Of course, and you know it'll be out on that. It's out on Monday, of course, as always.
Yeah, nice starts of the week, don't you think?
Yeah, I suppose so. You know,
all the Monday listeners.
A lot of podcasts come out on Monday.
Yeah, so. I have a question for you, my friend.
Yeah.
When you're not, you know, traveling the UK or making podcasts, what else do you do? Do you watch any Twitch?
I don't have time to watch Twitch.
You don't watch Pokemon?
Maybe sometimes.
I love a good bit of Pokemon.
Nah, not really.
I actually have two favourite streamers other than Pokemon.
Oh really?
Yeah, I like Alinity. I don't know if you've heard that. And Sweet Anita.
Right.
Yeah. I just really like their streams.
I swear Alinity has an OnlyFans.
I mean, she is pretty thick, but I don't think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Simp.
She might be a gay fan. I don't know.
Yeah, but what do I do when I'm away?
Yeah. You seem like the type of person who's, you know, always on the go, and you always have like a very positive mindset. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose you could say that because I'm very, you know, very busy.
Yeah, of course. Now, another question I have for you is, I've heard some rumors around school that you're quite the Putang Slayer.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. You got a lot of friends who are, you know, the slits, as you might call them. Because my friend Bailey, you know Bailey, don't you? Bailey Rowe. Cool.
Yeah.
He's only 5'2", but he's a great guy. He was telling me that he saw you on House Party with many women at the same time in their undergarments.
No, it wasn't undergarments. It was not in that.
I think I saw that.
Let's not talk about that.
What were you saying, Danny?
Sorry, what's that?
What did you say? I couldn't quite hear you.
I said, wasn't that on Bratty Sits?
I'm not sure, mate.
But anyway, Bailey does have a point. I mean, a lot of girls do phone me on House Party and stuff.
Yeah.
But obviously, talking of it, did you hear that it's closing?
What? House Party is?
Yeah.
That is a shame.
Dude.
No more Chubby Chasing for you, though, right?
Yeah. I'm actually quite annoyed that House Party's going to be shutting.
Yeah. I mean, also, have you saw the thing about the elephants on Instagram? It's been quite big on Instagram recently.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. I've heard about it.
Yeah, I mean, now that we've dealt with the elephant problem, well, we haven't dealt with it, we're combating it. I think we should stop whale hunting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Whale hunting is a very big problem.
I just think
a big problem in the
we
world.
Should free the animals. And it's nice to see that people have stopped using Instagram to look at weird shit like girls' feet and are now using it to like create a positive impact.
Yeah, I think this is why we all love social media, you know, apart from like things like racist abuse and stuff, obviously.
Yeah, obviously that's still a huge problem. But I feel like, you know, even though we do need to deal with that, baby steps on the right. You know what I mean?
Of course. Rugby, the area is, I've been here almost a year now at the school, almost a year.
Yeah.
I think, I've got used to the area, if I'm to be honest though.
It's a very, very nice area, other than when you know, catch the gang lurking and you nearly get flattered. But other than that,
Sure.
It is actually a very nice
You'll end up in prison.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I mean, here, it's not too bad to wear rugby, you know. It's all right, but sometimes it is a bit, it can get a bit boring.
A bit dodgy.
A bit dodgy, yeah.
With like S-Dog and hats and that.
I'm actually, you know what I'm trying to do at the minute? I'm trying to look for something for McDonald's. I've got so many McDonald's vouchers.
Have you saw the McDonald's BTS meal?
BTS,
you know, the Korean K-pop boy band?
Yeah, I know BTS, yeah.
Yeah,
what about them?
They had their own McDonald's meal, didn't they? The BTS meal.
I didn't know that.
I think I had that, you know, it was juicy, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying the best I can, you know, I'm just trying to count up all my McDonald's vouchers, like, from the, you know, the Monopoly. And yeah. I'm trying, like, Monopoly. Oh my God. I'm getting a lot of the same ones. It's getting at the point that it's annoying me. Not M3. There's no M3 hunt. I'm always getting this. I'm always. How do I say it? I'm just always getting the same things.
And a bit agitated.
Yeah, I'm getting. Yeah, a little bit. I suppose.
Yeah, it's okay. I won't worry about it.
Oh yeah, for sure. I won't worry about it.
Now, I do have a question for you, Sangrai.
Go on.
Black socks or white socks?
Oh.
White socks.
I don't know, really, because whites, I have a lot of white socks. I have a lot of black socks. So I'm sort of in, I'll be honest with you, I'm stuck in the middle there.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I can understand where you're coming from. Personally, I just feel like white socks are just a bit more comfortable, don't you think?
They stain easy, though.
Yeah, they do stain easy.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a big problem.
Yeah. The last thing you want is, you know, splashing on your white socks.
Yeah. I mean, no one wants that, for sure. No one wants that.
Yeah, that'd be sticky. You'd have to slip in it.
Do you know what? I could, if I go to McDonald's in the next couple of days again, I've just realised that I could, if I get Park Lane 100k cash and M32.
Oh, that would be crazy.
I could actually win the £100,000.
That would be big.
That's proper idea for me, Fasten.
I'd probably give some to my family, of course.
That's overwhelming, man.
And I'll use the rest for investment.
What would you invest in?
Maybe make this a big bit. Maybe make it a business. Maybe do a series of shopping trips. I don't know.
That would. I think that'd be quite interesting. I'd like to watch that.
You know, I think I might buy myself a quality camera.
Yeah, that would be quite a good investment, to be fair.
Yeah, it would be. You know, I could invest in things like Adobe and stuff. I could. Yeah, I could do a lot.
Yeah.
You could buy grab.
You could what? Yeah,
I think I'm cutting out a little.
Yeah, I think you are. It's okay though. We'll keep it running. So another question I have for you is, you seem like you kind of live life a bit dangerously. You know what I mean? Life on the edge.
In what way?
As in, you know, you'll take risks. You're kind of like
risk reward man.
Yeah, as in, like, if there's something that you could do, you always take the opportunity rather than thinking, I might fail. You're thinking, yeah, but I might, you know, succeed. Quite a glass half full type of person.
In a way, I mean, if I'm thinking about when I did the morning show and travel vlogs when I first started it.
Two of my favourite shows.
Yeah, I actually thought it was actually going to be a risk doing it. And, I mean, how do I say it? And I just came up with an idea a few days after I relaunched my Instagram account that I wanted to do a show, and I wasn't sure how many people were going to watch it, but over time, loads of people have watched it. But these days, for some reason, the views are going down.
I think this isn't me trying to, you know, be offensive. I'm just thinking, maybe you could, try to spice up the content a little bit. Now, don't get me wrong, I love what you're doing.
Get some baps in there.
Yeah, like just change it up a little bit. Maybe bring in something that you haven't done before. Like, it doesn't have to be that out there, like parkour or free running. Just something a little bit off course from your normal thing.
Of course. You know, I mean, There's loads of things I've still got to do on the show, you know. There's loads of things that I'm still trying to sort out with the show. And I'm gonna bring back gaming. You know, the last series in particular was really affected because there wasn't any of that. Because obviously I didn't have an Xbox for 10 months. Because it had broken. I finally got a new one last month. So that's all cool now.
I was just gonna ask. Sorry for interrupting you, but obviously we're in year 11 now. You know, our time in high school is coming to an end. What are you thinking of doing after school?
In a way, I probably think when I leave school, I'll maybe do something maybe in TV, possibly, maybe do commentary, football commentary. Now, you see me in PE all the time. Sometimes I like to commentate.
Yeah, mate, it's always great fun when you're commentating. I can't lie. Is there any, like, certain, like, do you want to go college, apprenticeship?
I'm thinking, you know what, I'm after sixth form, I'm thinking of an apprenticeship. And it could be a possibility. Let's not get me wrong. But, I mean, probably going to have to go sixth form then university, probably, most likely.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're quite well planned for the future. You kind of know what sort of thing you want to do. What subjects are you doing at the moment?
Obviously, I'm in your media class and I'm in your business class, of course.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm in your math. No, you're not. I'm in your maths, aren't I?
Are you sat one?
Yeah.
I'm in you. Yeah. Yeah. Bando, like
I'm right in the very back corner. Back corner.
Yeah.
But what other subjects? I do food tech. Yeah, I do that catering, as they call it in Avon Valley. What else?
You get to handle the yin in that class.
And geography.
Yeah, I mean, so are you gonna like go on to study more of those or?
I'm not sure.
Personally, I know you brought up gaming. I'm a huge gamer. I love a bit of, you know, the esports. You know esports?
Yeah,
love all that shit.
I remember you did the thing about it, isn't it? When we did that.
Oh,
spoken
yeah.
You were talking about.
Yeah. What did you think of that, by the way? So I was very nervous.
I thought it was quite good, actually. I can't lie.
Thank you, Sangra. I appreciate that.
That's fine. No worries. What did you... Do you remember what my one was?
I don't think I got to see it, because I was out for quite a few of them.
Basically, what my one was, I did it on a new public transport system, obviously, which has obviously been delayed. It should really be open by now, but yeah. It was on a Crossrail, which is a new train line.
I think I might have missed that one, but I'd love to hear you talk about it, you know, now. Do you want to tell us what that's all about?
So basically, for the viewers, it's basically a east to west railway system that goes from Reading and Heathrow in the west, to the west of London, to Shenford and Abbeywood in the east, and southeast, of course, via the West End, City, and Canary Wharf. And basically, they're using trains which have been built up in Derby to run the thing, built by Bombardier. And I've been on the train. I was on the trains last year. It was very good. A very good train. Very good.
I know you're a big train fan.
Cool.
What is your favorite train company? I know you got like there used to be the London one.
London Midland.
Yeah. They were always weren't they?
That's London North Western Railway now. They changed
it. I was trying to think of what they changed it to.
Yeah. But I mean I don't know. I mean, where I used to live, we had Greater Anglia, and basically their railways were very good, you know. The line used to be sometimes quite busy, but it was genuinely good because they're getting a new train overhaul. You know, I left just after they started rolling out the trains, but Greater Anglia is probably my favourite one.
I'm not going
to
lie.
I probably have to go with home tradition.
Yeah, that makes sense, mate. Like, have you heard of you know, the Virgin trains.
Yeah, what's now Avanti? Yeah,
around here, they're probably the best you can get from town.
Yeah,
always fast, always on time, and there's always somewhere to sit down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I know this area well. I knew it well before I arrived here permanently. You know, and because both my granddads live here, but you know, I've always known that this is a great commuter town, just like Mrs. Gore was saying the other day. You know,
yeah.
it's a great commuter town. You know, it's pretty easy for people to get between London and Birmingham and London up to, you know, Crewe and etc. and Milton Keynes and stuff. But you got to think, not every we're like one of the lucky places, you know. Not every, how do I say it? Not every place in the country has links to London, you know. Not every place in the country has a frequent railway service and stuff. Sometimes their railway services are rare. That's all I should say, really.
I think you've summed that up pretty perfect there, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a question for you. What's your favourite order at Wetherspoons?
Wetherspoons. Oh, I haven't been to Wetherspoon quite since last year, but
Wetherspoons around there, don't we?
Yeah, we. I know that. I know there's one behind Clifton Road, isn't it?
I think so.
Around the corner from there.
Yeah. Anyway, favorite order.
My favorite order is. What did I get that time? There was a time me and my granddad went in there. We ordered roast dinner.
What, like a carvery? Where you go, you know?
I think I did. Or it was a chicken burger or something. I ordered that.
Two very similar things.
Yeah. I ordered that with a pint of Pepsi.
A pint of Pepsi?
Yeah,
What, you lost your ID or something?
Pardon?
Danny's he's a big fan of alcoholism. I know, yeah. We're clean and sober on the Talk Anything podcast. Unfortunately, yeah. Danny is not. Yeah. Does your granddad drink?
Yeah, he does.
What's his name?
Because he's a driller, that's why.
My granddad's name. It's Kingston.
Kingston? That's a very nice name.
There's a train station called Kingston.
Yeah, Kingston upon Thames.
Yeah.
Oh, what does
that mean? Shout out to my Donny, Kingston Churamba. My slime.
No, it's not even Churamba, mate.
What's his last name?
It's Thames. It's Gombe.
Gombe, Kingston Gombe. Sounds sick, to be fair. I'd like to have a pint with him one day. What's your mum's name? Or do you not really want to disclose that on the Talk Anything podcast?
Let's not disclose that. I'll tell you when we get back to school.
On the off block.
Yeah, probably for the best.
Yeah, but I mean,
everyone knows your mum's name, Archie.
Yeah, he's not wrong to be there. Shout out, Joe. You know.
Shout out to Brandon 98 Smith.
Yeah. Anyway, so Sangrai, you've obviously been to a lot of towns, cities, you know, different places around the UK.
Yeah.
Where's your favourite place to go outside the UK?
Well, you know, I haven't been outside the UK in 6 years, but I mean, if you're asking me that, my gut instinct is probably going to South Africa.
South Africa?
I've never been. Yeah, I've been there, and I went to Zimbabwe.
Everyone's a millionaire in Zimbabwe.
Is it a nice place?
Shit.
Well, no, to shoot the lions.
No, no, not the lions. No, it's just that
zebras.
People.
No.
The kids.
No, no, none of that. It's just that it's just very how do you say it? Very boring. Sometimes
not much to do.
Well, there's a lot to do, but like sometimes it's
not legal.
The roads are poorly maintained, and electricity is sometimes rubbish.
Oh, so it's not really up to the standards.
But I mean, it's understandable, you know, the government they have in the country.
I wouldn't talk bad about their government somewhere.
Yeah, not on the podcast.
You might get ran up on.
I don't think if anyone in Zimbabwe listens to this, then...
I wouldn't be surprised. I reckon next few years, mate, you're going worldwide.
Worldwide?
Yeah, worldwide charamba. Global.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Exactly, you know.
Why am I getting texted about? Why is Chloe just texting me, man?
Because the galley don't love you, mate.
It's crazy, man.
Who's Chloe? Is she from London?
No, you know who I'm talking about.
Chloe Huntington.
Yeah.
My driller, my slime.
Isn't she in your tutor?
Yeah, my best mate.
Lol.
Archie knows all the women then. None of them know him.
Yeah. I know everything about them.
Archie, you know a girl from London, don't you?
Pardon? Oh, yeah, I do know a girl from London, actually. She...
Hey.
Do you know
someone? Emma? I'm actually talking to friends.
Hi.
Oh, what are we doing there?
Hello, Mr. Sengaraj Rambo.
Oh. Okay.
Is that a whack in the background?
Might as well. Eh?
Is that some rap music in the background, Sengaraj?
I do apologise.
Don't worry, mate.
It's okay. Don't worry. That will mean that the episode does indeed come to an end.
Already?
Sorry.
What
we could do, I could come back with you later and we can record the second half.
That would make me so happy.
That would make my day.
All right.
It would make my week even.
We still have a lot more to talk about.
Yeah. Let's say... We're going to go on a break now. Right. Next, we'll talk more random stuff. We'll see you right after the break. Welcome back to the Talk Anything podcast. And obviously before, I'm still joined by Archie Smith and... What's his name again? Danny Bennett, of course. And we've still got more to talk about in the next half an hour.
Could I just do a mic check quickly? Is that Cliff, you guys?
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, awesome. So, how have you been, Sangrai?
Yeah, I've done nothing much since we spoke last night. Obviously, I was at my granddad's cleaning.
Nice. I saw new episode of The Morning Show just went up.
Yes. For those viewers now who are on, The Morning Show is out. My first episode of Series 5, can you believe it, is out now on Instagram at TMSIGTV.
I'm very excited.
You're talking about a very serious subject, I believe, because obviously you know the date today.
Yeah, how do I say it? I mean, yeah, sort of, because, you know, a lot of things are serious these days. You know, with the pandemic.
Harambe.
Harambe. What do you mean by Harambe?
Well, he was murdered, wasn't he?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brutally.
Yeah, do you not know about Harambe?
No.
He was at a zoo and a kid jumped in the enclosure and he was a gorilla and he was trying to protect the kid, but the authorities didn't realise that he was doing it and they shot him.
Oh, right, I see.
Yeah, very bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, by the time this episode goes out, Ronaldo would have made his debut.
Ronaldo?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a Man United, I
football
believe.
Player, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's back at the old club.
He is back at our old club, my old club, Man United.
Yeah.
Still my favourite club as well.
Nah, Plymouth Argyle's better.
Plymouth need to be back in the Championship. They haven't been in the Championship since, I think, 2010 was the last time they were there.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Then obviously they fell all the way down to League Two, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then, but now they're back in League One, and I think maybe because League One's the land of fallen giants, I think possibly there's a chance.
Yeah, I mean, Arsenal agree more. Will be down in the Championship by next year. So. Yeah.
Archie, do you support Coventry by any chance?
I don't really follow football. When I did, I was a big Man United fan.
Oh wow, what a legend. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Coventry City, I thought, because loads of people around here support Coventry, don't they?
Yeah, you know, Daniel Rouse, he goes to all the games.
I know that he was talking to me about going to the Blackpool game that time.
He actually told me that the main reason he goes to games is just to, like, get a quick fight in.
A fighting?
A pint and a fight. That's the perfect thing.
Yeah, the perfect combo.
Right, I see.
I told you a deadly combo to talk about. I have a question for you that I don't think I could live with myself if I didn't ask you, Samurai.
Yeah, go on.
Who would you rather, Ariana Grande or Margot Robbie?
Who's Margot Robbie?
She played, what's her name? Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, that's the one.
Suicide Squad?
She's in Wolf of Wall Street as well.
No, yeah. not one of the people from Suicide Squad. No, I think, not even Grande. She looks like a teenager.
Yeah?
But you're a teenager, Sangrai.
Do you know what? My favourite celebrity crush. It's not even this. It's somebody who went on Love Island a couple of years ago.
Oh, do spell things.
Kaz Crossley.
2 seconds. Let me. How are you spelling that?
K-A-Z.
K-A-Z.
Crossley.
Oh, yeah, I've got it. 2 seconds.
Love Island.
Oh, she's got a boyfriend, Pig.
Look at the baps on that.
I couldn't agree with you. I've never agreed with something more in my life. Sangrai.
She is a very beautiful woman. I'm sure she's listening. Hello, Kaz.
Hit me up in
the DMs.
I would Sangrai Charama in her.
Oh, you are hilarious.
She's a very beautiful woman, though.
Yeah.
Who's your celebrity crush, Danny?
Ah, there's been so many. Right now. It's kind of a hard question, really. I'm probably going to have to go with Ariana Grande, to be honest with you. It's all about the eyes, you know what I mean?
What's that actor's name? He's in Equalizer.
Oh, yeah, I know
Denzel.
What you mean.
Denzel Washington, beautiful man.
Denzel, yes. No, I couldn't. Yeah, also.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't swing that way, but.
Neither do I. I just think he's a very beautiful man.
It's in the chin, isn't it?
Yeah. He could take a few on the chin.
Yeah. Mate, you get thrown off a harbour.
Do you want to... Sangrai, do you mind if Danny tells... he's got a few stories of when he's been in some elaborate situations.
Yeah, go on. Go on, then. That's fine.
Well, there's this funny one. I was at the Big Wetherspoons,
Which one?
Oh, I don't know if I can disclose that because, you know, don't want too many people knowing where I live. You know what I mean?
He's not from our neck of the woods, Sungurai.
Right.
Yeah, I'm from a, well, undisclosed location. But put it this way. If you call someone a massive pussy in Wetherspoons, their mates will come out and wait for you outside for when you're going to leave. And the only thing you can do is run and get in a car before they can catch you.
Yeah.
Swiftly moving on. The weather's really nice today,
isn't it? I'm going to go get a drink. I'll be right back. You guys carry on.
Yes.
Is it possible, Sungurai, for me to leave and join back to this call? Because I think I'm having audio problems on my end.
Yeah, of course.
So if I leave right now and then click back on the link, will it just put me back in?
I'm pretty sure it will, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. All right, mate, cheers. I'll be back as fast as I can.
All right, that's fine, no worries. So, yes, me and Archie Smith and, I keep forgetting his name. I don't know why. I feel like I have a phobia of forgetting names now. But he's joined back now.
Hello there. Is my mic a bit clearer for you now?
Pardon?
No, I can hear you perfectly. There's nothing wrong with your sound.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. That's ideal. That's ideal.
So, Sungurai, I actually have a very important question.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Where do I see myself in 5 years' time?
I'm not even sure. Don't even know.
Is that the fact?
You just live.
Probably in university.
Dude, are there jakes lurking around your area?
I think, you know, eventually, you know, the morning show, Sungurai's gaming account, you know, all that stuff, eventually, I reckon, you know, it'll blow up.
I'm thinking straight up partnership with Spotify, and that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
A partnership with Spotify?
Give it a few more episodes, and you're going to be overtaking Happy Hour.
Mate, give them a bit of exclusivity. Nah, they eat it up, mate.
Happy Hour is a very good podcast. I love listening to that one.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I am a big fan of that.
Did you see the episode with Asim Child? I don't know how to say his name.
Asim Chowdhury.
Yeah, Chubba DJ.
Yeah, I think I did. I did maybe, but probably not.
Very talented.
I tell you what, you should try and network a little bit. Maybe you could get like Pokimane on the podcast, you know what I mean? That would boost views by quite a bit, I think.
What? By what doing what?
Getting Pokimane on the podcast.
Oh.
Do you know Pokimane, Sungurai?
Pokemon.
Pokimane. She's a Twitch streamer.
I don't know her.
Mate, you are living half a life, my friend.
Yeah, but I mean, we're gonna do the podcast for another 20 minutes because obviously I've got to start cleaning up for visitors and stuff.
Who's coming round?
Just a couple of relatives.
Nice to know that you're keeping in contact with everyone. I haven't seen some of my family in a very long time.
They're probably pleased, to be fair.
That's not very nice.
Here's something to talk about. Music. What music do you listen to, Sungurai, Triumba?
Yeah, I listen, I'll be honest. I used to listen to pop and hip hop, just those two. But in recent years I've had a bit of R&B music in there,
A bit of hip hop.
Yeah.
What era are we talking about here? Are we talking about 90s? Are we talking about
2000s? 90s, 2000s, 2010s, 2020.
That bops. I have very similar music taste.
Yeah, of course.
So what would you say is your favourite song, mate?
Pardon?
What would you say your favourite song is?
My favourite song? My favourite song. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don't knock him out, man.
But give me 1 minute. I'm just giving my brother a bit. Wait.
A bit of brotherly love.
Speak about yourself.
Yeah. So, Danny, what's your favourite song, mate?
You know what? I've got to say, it's got to be between Two Step Man or Slide by Band OK. I just love the lyrics in it.
Yeah.
I'll trap your back, girl. I'll trap your back. Let me slide inside. The tin is soaking when I slide inside. Got a leg shaking like a water slide. It's just something I relate to, you know what I mean? I aspire to be.
Didn't you tell me that you're a massive virgin, though?
Well, the thing about being a virgin is that it's just the purest form of living.
Oh, yeah, you're very Christian, aren't you?
Yeah. So obviously if I, like, you know, if I go around popping them cherries, I'll get shots popped at me from as I drive past the church, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely see where you're coming from. You know, the ops gunning you down, you know, on the op block.
Yeah, because I told bro, we'll get that you. Just don't go now and be more patient. And, well, now he's a hospital patient. After school time, nothing but pagans.
Wow. Should I say, I'm back.
Welcome back. We were just talking about pagans.
Pagans?
Pagans.
Pagans. What does it mean by pagans? What are pagans?
Just one of the ops, Sungrass.
Just the ops, mate.
Oh.
I actually have a very important question for you. What is your opinion on veganism?
What's my opinion on veganism?
Yeah.
Death sentence.
I don't really have an opinion on veganism, if I'm to be honest with you.
So, but, you know, would you ever say, go vegan for a week?
Would I go vegan for a week?
Yeah, that could be, if you're on the YouTube channel, I forgot what the Euro 2020 show.
Primetime Broadcasting Limited.
Yeah, probably that's my favourite channel. You could do a few videos on that.
Going vegan. I don't think I'd be able to do that. I don't think so.
Personally, I don't agree with veganism.
Right, why is that?
Because chickens don't need wings, so is it really...
Yeah. Like, is it...
Really I'm being deadly serious. I'm being really serious. Obviously... Yeah, like, obviously, mass farming, don't agree with it at all. I think it's horrible, some of the stuff that happens, especially on dairy farms and stuff like that. But
I don't think it's that
you
bad.
Ever had a you have you ever had a medium rare steak?
Yeah.
You soon forget, you know what I mean? When you're biting your teeth into them juicy buns.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, a medium rare steak. I love a medium rare steak. I haven't had one in a while, but they're quite nice, if I'm to be honest.
Is medium rare, is that your preference or
do you? Yeah. I don't mind. Steak,
you seem like a well done man to me.
Yeah, to be honest with you, steak is just steak.
Yeah, I agree.
Very inspirational.
I mean, I go off something a close friend to me, actually, who's in the court right now, Big Arms Archie, told me, and he said, I like my steak like I like my women, rare.
No.
Sungurai. Back onto the topic of music. Who would you say is your favourite artist? Like, if you could only listen to one person for the rest of your life, who would it be?
Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake. What is your favourite Justin Timberlake song, man?
It's either got to be My Love or that was one he did. Probably one of his earlier ones. Maybe Cry Me a River or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I think that's some two fair choices. You know what I mean? I respect that.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Shotgun Willie?
No.
My favourite artist by far.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great music. After this podcast has finished, you should actually listen to one of his songs. I'd recommend Wendy or Master Sword. Two great songs.
You know, it could be possible to do a live reaction right now.
I mean, it's really up to you, Sungrai.
Yeah, we had a bit of a problem there with...
Why do I keep forgetting your name?
Oh, Mr. Keir.
Yeah.
You can just call me Duck if it's easier to remember.
Duncan. Yeah, Danny. Danny had a bit.
Danny, of just call me Duck if you want.
Yeah, he had a bit of a problem with his internet, but don't worry, he is all fine, which is good.
How about me and Archie could now, you know, play you a snippet of two songs, and you can decide which one is more your groove.
Go on.
Archie, would you like to go first?
Let me find a song. I don't know how good the audio will be down the mic.
Maybe like 20 seconds or something. Have something to talk about.
Yeah, well...
I have a strange theory, Sungrai. The reason you like Justin Timberlake so much is
because of the Trolls movie.
No, not because of the Trolls movie.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I liked Justin Timberlake music since I was born.
That young?
Yeah.
Because I was just going to say, the Trolls movie, didn't you mention that it was one of your personal favourites? Yeah. Am I getting confused?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that film. What happens in it? Actually, probably a lot best to spoil it, to be fair.
Yeah, no spoilers. So I'm going to play you a little snippet. This song, if that's okay with you. And then Dan, another song. And then you can tell us what you prefer.
Okay.
What do you think of that song, Ryan?
I actually love that.
You rate it?
That's a Shotgun Willie Master Sword, one of my favourite songs.
It did have a nice, I don't know the word, shin to it.
Rhythmic, you know.
I could move my hips to it, you know what I mean? I was moving my hips to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny, do you want
to... I could put on a snippet of like 10-20 seconds. Yeah.
That kind of music annoys me.
Are you not a drill fan?
Pardon?
You're not a drill fan?
No, not a chance.
I maybe can't condone what they do, but I can't lie. They do hit them beats.
Yeah, I suppose so, but it depends, eh?
It does. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. Of course.
Do you listen to any Chris Brown?
Yes.
Yeah, his music slaps.
Well, it depends.
He also slaps.
Mainly Rihanna. Yeah, but I don't really listen to his music, but I got a lot of respect for him.
Oh yeah, for sure. Why is that?
I just...
Archie's a big feminist.
It is great.
I think he's very hardworking.
Yeah. A lot of other people. Yeah, it's the same with Kanye, I'm pretty sure. Doesn't he produce all of his own music?
Kanye.
Yeah. I don't listen to his music because I think it's shit.
It's shit.
What? So wait, no, Kanye has produced some absolute bangers.
I'm not personally a Kanye fan. It's not, you know, not my stroke. So I'm a different bloke.
Fair enough. How about Arctic Monkeys? We got any Arctic Monkeys fans here?
Yeah, I like the song, you know, 505.
Yeah.
I'm going back to 505.
I know that song because it was, I was watching Premier League years the other day. I was watching Premier League years 2006-07. And it had that song at the end. So I quite like it, to be fair.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's a banger.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
I was going to say, so you said on the morning show that you've got your Xbox, so you're going to be doing a bit of gaming. I was thinking you could compile top three favourite games.
We will do that at some point. I'm going to write it down. Top three games to play.
What are your...
I'm going to have to say Rust has to be number one.
Console's on Grime?
Pardon?
It is on console, Rust. Actually.
Oh, it's already out on console.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to then go with, I think, Rainbow Six Siege in number two. A lot of fun childhood memories.
Right.
And then I think I've got to go number three, back from when I was, you know, 11 when it came out, 10, Minecraft.
Right. That's a good choice, obviously. If it was my top three, arguably myself, I would say... Oh, FIFA. FIFA has always provided some good games, you know. In the last three FIFAs, let's say since FIFA 19, you know, they've added things like the Champions League.
Of course.
They've added the Europa League. They're going to add the Europa Conference League in the next one. I like all the cup competitions and stuff. That's what's made it better, you know. FIFA before that was a bit rubbish. And now, these days, what the good thing is, you get to see a lot of the players' faces, like real life faces in the game, and even the managers as well.
Very cool how they do that.
That being my number one. My number two would probably be, it's always hard to choose, you know, between FIFA Madden 4's Horizon 4, Train Sim World 2. But
I'd put Train Sim World 2 at the top, if I'm being
honest. I'd put Train Sim World 2 second. I'd put it second, and the reason is because it's the same as FIFA. It's very good, you know. It's very good with graphics. It's good with graphics. And even though it costs $24.99, it's actually quite fun.
Some may think, but I would pay double that in a heartbeat, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I mean, I have spent loads of money on the game. I've invested a lot in the game.
What is this game? Sorry, I missed it.
Train Sim World 2.
Right, a classic.
Well, it's been out a year, but
instant classic, some would say.
Yeah, as soon as it hit the stores, I would just say it's trains.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, it's a good game. It's a good game.
Who's snatching up your number three spot?
Well, I was thinking Forza Horizon 4.
Not a bad choice.
Forza Horizon 5 is coming soon. But, I mean, Forza Horizon 4 will be very good. It's very good, you know.
I'd say it's by far one of the best driving games.
It's better than... I'm sorry.
it was sort of my long-term replacement to Need for Speed.
You know, saying you ever played Need for Speed Undercover?
No, but I can tell you right now, I've played for Need for Speed Rivals.
I remember Need for Speed Undercover on the PS3 with my brother when I was a very young boy.
Right.
And that game is barrels of fun.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, though, I think if you look at other games, you've looked at how other games have become stronger, other games have become more popular, other games have become better. If you look at all of that, you know, Need for Speed has had a massive decline. And I mean, it's still a very good game, but it's not as good as it was all those last 4 or 5 years ago.
Just to correct my mean is Need for Speed Most Wanted. I've completely butchered the name. I've just searched it up.
Archie, going into the games that you like, obviously looking on your Steam, you've got quite a wide range here. We've got what is that? Nico Para Volume Zero. We've got
one of my personal favorites.
Sniper World War II, Anime Standing, Booty Calls, Hentai Police, Anime World War II,
all great
Paradise
games,
Cleaning, Pretty Nico. I don't really know what that means, but The Last of the Waifus. So quite a wide range, really.
Yeah, those are just pub games, you know, when I'm, you know, having a bad day, they cheer me up. But if I was to go with my personal favorite game at the top, I'd say it has to be CSGO, you know, Counter-Strike. It just feels like home, you know what I mean, Sungrai?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, go on, continue.
At the moment, I've been playing a lot of Valorant. So I would put that probably at number two.
Right.
Just because, you know, it's a bit... It's like a modernized version of Counter-Strike. It just feels much more, you know... relieving.
Right, I see.
And then third, I'd probably have to say Osu.
Osu? Why is that?
It's just, you know, I think it's the perfect game to, you know, before you want to play another game, just, you know, relax, warm up a little bit. And
or if
honestly,
you're throwing mid-game.
Yeah, if you're throwing mid-game, boot up Osu, you know, play a 10-star and fail it in the first 5 seconds. And you just carry the team.
All right. Well, it's not round. We're almost out of time. Got a couple of minutes left.
That saddens me greatly.
Of course. But, I mean, how's it been being on the Talk Anything podcast? How's it? Have you liked it?
Life changing.
Probably the best thing I will ever experience, Sungrai.
The best podcast I've ever been on.
Wow.
I've actually been on many podcasts, such as the We Are Nice Kids podcast. Shout out Aidan Widows, aka Fat Stacks.
So Aidan Widows podcast, the what did you say?
It's discontinued after one episode.
What's it called?
It was called the Kids podcast. The Wank podcast for short.
The We Are Nice Kids.
I think the channel's been, you know, taken down. I don't think it's really around anymore.
I don't think Wank and Children Mix.
Yeah, for political reasons.
All right.
We're gonna but, you know, it's
some,
okay.
Say some shout outs. I'd like to thank Harley Cooper for carrying me out of Silver. I'd like to thank Travis Knowles for always being swift with the drop. And I'd like to thank Sungrai Charamba himself for letting me on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Sungrai, honestly, this is probably the happiest I've been in weeks. You know, recently I've been falling into a state of depression, and this has really cheered me up.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that.
It's just nice. It's very soothing to talk about, you know, talk anything with Sungrai Charamba.
With anyone, anywhere.
And that will stop there. Thank you very much, Archie. Thank you very much, Danny. Now I've finally remembered your name, eh?
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed for appearing on the Talk Anything podcast. Next week, we've got more of the Talk Anything podcast. Ciara wants to be on the show next week, so hopefully we can get her on if we get the time. And until then, we'll see you next Monday. We'll
see you later, alligator.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Goodbye, Miss Pitcheramba. Free XJ. Big up, S-Dog.
See you later. Bye.
Bye, T-Dog.
Bye.